I saw over in Alabama, there were three brothers that had a big farm, and they operated, all the families operated out of the same bank account. How they kept the bank account straight, I don't know. They all had children. They all lived within about a quarter of a mile of each other in a big corn grove. They had houses just about the same, little difference in plan, but about the same cost. And one brother raised the hogs. One brother was a farmer and the other was a cattleman. And they raised the lean pork hogs. And they were crossbreds. They had they breed all the gelts to farrow about the same time. And very often one would have too many pigs and one wouldn't have enough, so they'd take away from the one that had too many and put in with the one that had too few, and they all looked alike, so they just accepted them. Then they'd wean those pigs when they were 6 weeks of age, put them on feed. And they'd dry the sow up, wean the pigs, the gelt, and she just had the one litter. They'd put her out in a feedlot and feed her out and sell her as though she'd never had any pigs. And then they would pick their gelts from the crop of pigs and go by crossbred boars that were unrelated to the pigs they had. And the process repeated itself over and over. Never raised but one litter of pigs from one sow, or one gelt. They made a lot of money out of their hogs.
Do you have more than one trough?
Oh yes, they have troughs in every pen. With, I believe that fella had about 20 hogs to the pen, and troughs for each one. I mean, enough troughs for them to all eat at one time. A hog is supposed to be pretty dumb, but it's the only animal that I know of. You can put 10 different kinds of feed and all the feed that you can pile in, and they'll never make themselves sick. They'll balance their own ration. And they never eat too much.
And you don't poison.
I've never heard of a pig foundering, have you?
Well, when you do that, like when you raise pigs, if you get ready to feed them, do you go out and you call them or anything?
Sometimes.
How do you
depends on in the woods.
Whooping!
And then some people call them different ways.
Yeah.
Like we
can call a pig, yeah. You know, and come right on. Yeah,
and some of them, usually when you want them to move away from you, you say suey, and some people call them suey when they want them to come. It's whatever they associate with food.
Right. And that way, what about if you want to feed your horses, you have any calls to get them in?
Yeah, some people whistle for them. Some call them by name. There are various ways that they call them.
Do you have any calls for your calves or your cattle?
Yeah, we call cattle. Come on! Come on! And they come out of the woods everywhere to tell you to feed.
Do the calves just follow them, or do you have to call them separately?
Calves come with them.